Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, as we said last week, this week we will start a new teaching, The Road to Fellowship. Now, I'm excited about this teaching the Lord gave me because it is the motive of God's heart, fellowship with us. Let me say that again. It is the motive of God's heart for us, fellowship with us. Let me say that again, in other words, God wants to have fellowship with us, His people. Now, for this to happen, we must be one of His children. If not, no matter how hard you want it to make it happen, sing in the choir, cut the church grass, help the pastor out, you name it. These and so many other things that we can do, but it will never make us, these things will never make us His children. We are His children by coming to a place where we need a Father who can meet all of our needs, both spiritually and physically. But more importantly, a Father that knows us. He knows our frame. He knows our weaknesses. He knows all about us. This one thought where we believe God knows all things about us is the beginning of us coming into fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Let me say that again. This is important. This one thought where we believe God knows all things about us is the beginning of us coming into fellowship with our Heavenly Father. And those certainly who are in Christ ought to desire fellowship with God. Indeed, fellowship with Christ is to be the very life of a believer. Let me say that again. Fellowship with Christ is to be our very life, the very life of a believer. The question, though, is how do we come to fellowship with Jesus Christ? Well, the Apostle John stated exactly how we can enter into fellowship with Jesus. Now, you know, I really like John a lot. I think of all the apostles, John is my second favorite, with Paul being number one. There was a love in John in his life that even Paul did not have. Why, John was with Mary at the cross during the crucifixion. John laid his head on Jesus' breast at the Last Supper. Yes, there was a love in John's life that the other apostles and the other disciples did not have. Yet, did you know that the word prayer does not appear in the King James Version of the books of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and even the book of Revelation? But there seemed to be a prayer coming out of John's life. In 1st John 1, 5-7, we read this. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with Him, now listen, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, then we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He, that He would be Jesus, is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, 5-7. Now, this is as clear as sunshine is. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. Did you get that, my friend? If we walk in the light as He, Jesus, walked in the light, not just walking in the light or understanding or revelation, but if we walk in the light as Jesus walked in the light, wow, we are to walk in the revelation and knowledge as Jesus walked in the revelation and knowledge. No more, no less, but as Jesus walked in the light. Then we will have fellowship one with another. Maybe that is why there's not much fellowship within most of the body of Christ today. Most Christians and even some believers I know do not walk in the light as Christ walked in the light. You know, my friend, either we're walking in the light as Christ walked in the light, or we are walking not in the light, or even at the same level less than what Christ walked. So we cannot have fellowship with each other if we are not walking in the light. You see, it is not about the other guy who we like to blame, why there is no fellowship in the church or in the body of Christ with our brothers and sisters. All know the problem is in us. We are not walking in the light as Christ walked in the light. We are not walking in the revelation and the understanding of the light. Thus, our fellowship has been lessened or even in some cases terminated by God. Wow. Oh, or you can go to church and attend the Saturday morning prayer breakfast and go to church Sunday and Wednesday and talk with all the good folks there. But according to John, there will be no, I repeat, no fellowship one with another unless we walk in the light. The key to fellowship with our brothers and sisters is not our status in the church or our spiritual gifting to minister, but our ability in God to be able to walk in the light of God as Jesus walked in the light of God. But that's a lot, and I'm going to say that again. The key to fellowship with our brothers and our sisters is not our status in the church or our spiritual gifting to minister, but our ability in God to be able to walk in the light of God as Jesus walked in the light. So in contrast, if we say we have fellowship with Him, that will be God, and walk in darkness, then we lie and do not the truth. Now please notice, I did not say know the truth, but do not the truth. So we do those things that are not true. But what a powerful indictment on those who walk night and not in the light, and they call themselves Christians. So the key to fellowship with God and His children is to walk in the light and truth. And why? Well, Jesus is the truth. Again, we are to be in Christ in truth. Now, the Greek word for fellowship or communion means a having in common, a having in common. So if we want to be one with Christ, then we have to abide or walk in the light and the truth. John tells us the hard and cold truth that most Christians and some believers I know do not want to believe, and that is, it is not possible, repeat, not possible to fellowship with Jesus Christ, who is in the light and truth, unless we walk in the light. So many Christians believe that they can fellowship one with another at the people they go to church with, but not walk in the truth and the light. Well, that will never happen, my friend. Because only then are we eating of Him and abiding in Him. Only then are we having in common with Him His life. In John 6:53, Jesus told the disciples and the masses that followed Him, "Verily, verily," now that's a double imperative, which means this is the only way. There is no other way. "I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man," Jesus, "and drink His blood, ye have no life in you." John 6:53. Again, notice what Jesus was saying. "Unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood." Now that is not, repeat, not physically and literally eating Jesus' flesh and drinking of His blood, but a spiritual partaking in the spiritual realm of the things of God that He so freely gives us. Unless we partake of the Spirit of life that God offers us, we will be dead, because the only life that can give us life, that can sustain us, is the life of Christ that we receive when we allow Him to come into our life. You can eat all of the wafers and drink all of the grape juice every Sunday and even believe they physically turn into the body of Christ, as the Catholics believe, the transubstantiation. But no, that is all deception. And it is not, repeat, not what Jesus was talking about here in John 6:53. Jesus was talking about us partaking into ourself the things of the Spirit in our heart and our lives. Then and only then will we be able to walk in the Spirit, but walk in the light as Christ walked in the light. Then we can have fellowship, because we are having in common His flesh and His blood. More next week on The Road to Fellowship. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that your week ahead will be a tremendous week, maybe even the best one of your life, and that this teaching will enable you to walk in the light as Christ walked in the light, as you read the Word of God, as you open up yourself to the Holy Spirit and allow the the Holy Spirit to minister truth and life to you. If not, then you will have no life in you. You will be a dead man walking. Amen. God bless, and we will talk to you all next week. God bless. Bye.